Hi, beautiful friend. Welcome back. I'm so excited to see you and I'm stoked that you're back for more. In kickboxing and in video, it's all about making contact and landing those punches and kicks. So in this video, I will be covering 3 points to make contact with your ideal viewer. One thing that I see trip people up all the time is this desire for the most video views rather than the most quality views. As a business owner, it is more important for me to gain views that spark engagement and drive sales rather than just focus on generating view counts that make your video look good. From my experience, what this can do is it can actually set you up for creative paralysis. So what is that? Well, it's when you get discouraged to create, and usually it's for a reason that doesn't even really make that much sense. So you get discouraged and you stop creating completely. So to demonstrate, when it comes to making videos, we subconsciously equate our video views to how good our video is or how worthy we are to create videos. And then what happens next? Our video doesn't receive the views or the comments that we often unrealistically expect. So we stop creating and that gets us nowhere fast. Now by focusing on your ideal viewer and making contact with them rather than just getting views, you not only end up creating better content, but you get to focus on what really matters, the person who you want to watch your video. So when you go to make contact with your ideal viewer, you can easily remember this acronym, TKO. So remember T for title. This also includes the video thumbnail, since it's the best practice to put the title also in the image of the thumbnail. Since the title is the first thing that any potential viewer will see, it's important to start with the title and then work backwards from there. The title should be concise, descriptive, and most importantly, it should leave the reader curious enough to click on it. Let's take a title and pack it with some power. A while back, I created a YouTube video of me dancing. I originally titled it Freestyle Friday Flashdance. It's not a bad title, but it's not descriptive to what the viewer can expect, and it doesn't leave the viewer curious, but instead confused. So I changed the title to Freestyle Dancing and How It Works. This title now tells the viewer what it's about, and it also leaves them curious to click on it to learn how freestyle dancing actually works. So the next point in TKO of making contact with your ideal viewer is K for keynote. And a keynote is a prevailing tone or essential theme. It's typically introduced at the start. You always want to make sure that you have a clear theme and message. What's really helped me in developing my keynotes is taking whatever ideas I have and then simplifying it times 10. More than likely, if you are an expert in your field, this is extremely difficult. I get it. I'm the same way. But you have to remember that something that sounds really simple to you can sound really convoluted to someone else. So forget the ifs, ands, or buts right now and give this central theme your all. You're more likely to stay on track this way. Lastly, the O in TKO stands for offer. You should know what you're offering in this video. If you don't know what you're bringing to the person who you want to watch this, they won't know either. So the value that you offer could be the answer to a question that they have, a step-by-step tutorial on how to fix something that they've broken. It could be an inspirational soundbite that motivates them to get their work done. Or it could be a product that makes their life simpler or more enjoyable. We all have something special to offer this world, so own it and watch your life change. Understanding what you have to offer comes back to knowing who your ideal viewer is. So to review, what you learned in this video is that making contact with your ideal viewer is a better metric and a better goal to set for yourself than purely striving for views. You also learned that 3 points to making contact with your ideal viewer can be easily remembered with the acronym TKO. T, which stands for title, K, which stands for keynote, and O, which stands for offer. Before you go, I want you to comment right here with one of your TKOs. So give me a title idea, a keynote idea, or an offer idea for a video that you are going to create this week. Make sure to put what it is first so that I know how to look at it in the comments. Don't overthink this, just comment. So a few more next steps. After you comment here, I want you to download this worksheet and get started on that TKO video right now. Stay connected with me on social media at Life by Jazz, because in the next video, I will be sharing how to use different types of online video to create a winning video brand. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video.